Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And I think he's been treated very, very unfairly by the media. As I call it, the fake media in many cases. And I think it's really a sad thing that he was treated so badly.
That's Donald Trump yesterday at the press conference with Prime Minister Netanyahu talking about the departure of Michael Flynn as the National Security Advisor. As I said, Brian Wilson, Vince Colonnais from the Daily Caller in, and joining us on the line right now, Jake Tapper, anchor of The Lead and State of the Union on CNN. Good morning to you, Jake.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So the president has made the case that he believes that, you know, that the long knives were out and the leaks have been very damaging. And I think, you know, I think you could argue that he has a pretty good point there. I see stories here on the Wall Street Journal about the intelligence committee is withholding information from the president. There's a very interesting article that we've talked about earlier here on the show from the Daily Caller, Vince's organization, about how it appeared that a lot of these leaks that took Flynn down came from intelligence agencies at the highest levels. Does he have a point at all?
Sure. I mean, there are absolutely, it's not particularly new, as I think President Trump acknowledged, that intelligence agencies leak things, although as President Trump also seemed to say, it seems to be at a new level. But yeah, sure, absolutely. I mean, you know, what's being leaked and why it's being leaked is without question a legitimate story. I think that a bigger story is what they're leaking about and the fact that Vice President Pence feels that he was lied to by the National Security Advisor about the content of his phone call with the Russian ambassador. And that also, as a side story, that Vice President Pence didn't even find out that he had been lied to until he read, I believe it was the Washington Post that evening, when they broke the story about how Flynn had, in fact, discussed sanctions with the Russian ambassador despite his denial. Those, to me, are bigger stories because they have to do with the actual story and not the methods of acquiring the story. But I think it's telling. Look, Sean Spicer went out 2 days ago and said why President Trump fired Mike Flynn, the fact that he just didn't have any trust in him. There's been an erosion.
I don't think many people see that, understand that you can't tell your vice president one thing and have him go out and defend you when it's not true. And I think you're right. A legitimate question about why it was that the Trump administration knew about this matter for 15 days before the vice president was brought into the loop. I think that's a great question. I'd like to have the answer to that as well. But it does appear that there is sort of an attack mode against this administration from the highest levels of the intelligence community as well. Is that an overstatement of it?
I mean, I was part of the team that broke the story early on about the fact that the intelligence chiefs had briefed President Trump on the existence of these these memos, the so-called dossier, by the former British intelligence agent about Russians claiming that they had compromising information on him. So I know who my sources were. And all I can tell you about that is, without identifying the sources, these were people who were legitimately horrified by the fact that, in their view, there were these claims from a credible former intelligence agent that there was possibly compromising information that the Russians had, or at least the Russians were claiming that they had this information. And they were shocked that they weren't Obama supporters or Clinton supporters or Democrats or whatever. The people I spoke to were legitimately worried about the country, and that's why they came forward. At least that's what it seemed to me. I can't get inside their brains. But, you know, people have different motivations. I don't know who the sources are for all these different stories. I think absolutely it's a story. I think it's unusual to focus entirely on the leaks and not the substance of the leaks. I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking about some of the congressional inquiries, people talking about now how they're going to hold hearings on the leaks and not have hearings on what's true in terms of the relationship between members of the Trump team, whether campaign or White House, and the Kremlin. I think at the very least they're both important. And personally, I think that the substance and not the method is more important.
You know, Jake, concurrent to this discussion about General Flynn and his resignation slash firing this week has been drama within the White House itself. You have Reince Priebus and Steve Bannon, who've been going out in public as recently as yesterday, going and speaking to the Hill jointly to convince the public that they have a great and rosy relationship, that there are no problems there. What are you hearing? Is there more drama in the White House than they're letting on?
I think there is. Without necessarily getting into between those two individuals, I think there are a lot of different power centers in the White House, and they are vying for control and power. Bannon is one power center. Priebus is another power center. That's not to say that they don't get along or they're not trying to get along, but there are also lots of different other power centers. There's Kellyanne Conway. There is obviously Pence World. And then other individuals and their affiliations, and there is tension. This to me is part and parcel with what we have learned about Donald Trump. This is how he ran his businesses, pitting individuals against each other. Not to make light of it, but it's the plot of The Apprentice. I mean, it is how The Apprentice worked, the TV show, and I think it is a management style that President Trump has found works for him. He likes having lots of different individuals with lots of different ideas, and they're competing with each other. Jared Kushner and Ivanka, that's another one. So I think it's interesting. I mean, one of the reasons, and Steve Bannon knows this, one of the reasons why people think there is such tension is because Bannon's own former media empire, Breitbart, is out there hammering Reince Priebus. And Bannon has been on the record saying that he was very upset by a story by Breitbart attacking Priebus, but that's certainly when one of the players has basically a house organ, Breitbart, at his disposal, and that house organ is attacking a so-called perceived rival within the White House, Reince Priebus, the chief of staff. That certainly helps the speculation along that Priebus and Bannon have an in for each other.
Well, I think you'll agree. I think that there's probably not been a more interesting time in recent years in Washington, D.C. right now.
Famous Chinese curse, right?
Yeah, they're very, very quickly who you got going on this weekend and the weekend shows.
You will not be surprised to find out that we are still in the process of booking as this,
All right.
This happens. But thanks for asking.
All right, Jake. Thanks very much.